This is a recording of ISIS International from the Commission on the Status of Women, held in New York in March 2010.
ISIS International, documenting feminist visions, creating critical communications, and strengthening social movements.
Amelia said, I work for Witness. Who's familiar with Witness's work?
Okay, a few hands went up. Great.
I'll explain for those of you who aren't. Witness is an international human rights NGO that was founded in 1992 by the musician Peter Gabriel. And we work to empower human rights defenders all over the world to use video strategically within their campaigns for change. The primary way we do this is through partnerships with people who specialize in the issue. So we will partner with an organization that specializes on, for example, violence against women. We will equip them with cameras. We will do extended trainings to teach them everything from video advocacy planning all the way through strategic distribution. And then we work with them on the ground through all the stages of production. So we work with them with the pre-production planning, production in the field, post-production, we typically bring them to New York, and we edit with them with a professional editor, and then we work on strategic distribution with them together. And what we coined this work that we do is video advocacy. And I want to just define that quickly because it is not journalism, like many of us in the room do. Video advocacy, as Witness sees it, is using video to change practices, policy, and law. It is a video that is made for a reason and not necessarily just about an issue. And it's basically an audiovisual argument. A good example I can give you is a case that we worked on in Kenya. The Andrais were forcefully evicted off of their land. They're an indigenous tribe in 1973. They filed at the African Commission of Human and People's Rights to get their land back, alleging that the government of Kenya violated their property rights, religious rights, and cultural rights. So the video basically mirrors the legal brief. The video states why there's a right to property underneath the African Charter on Human and People's Rights, and then visually tells a story about how those are violated. Talks about cultural rights, and then visually shows how those are violated. So that's just one way we do films, but there's many ways. But the point is that this is actually an argument. We also see video as a complement, not a substitute, for other advocacy methods. So those meetings that we all go to, those petitions that we all sign, everything is just as important. And ideally, video is going to be there to help propel an issue forward and support the issue. We all wish that video was a magic wand, and if we made a video about an issue on violence against women, for example, it would end. But I think we're all too practical, and we know that that's not the case. The other thing I wanted to say is, right now, with the trends in video, we can all be directors of photography. We can all be filmmakers. The prices are dropping, the technology is getting more accessible, and we still do have some gender divides, some generational divides, some north-south divides, but it's getting easier, and I think trend-wise, it's going to continue to get easier. Okay. So since today is about mapping out women's empowerment, I'm going to show a three-minute clip about some of the work Witness has been doing in Yemen, Zimbabwe, Mexico, and Macedonia. Ideally, this is just like the first video is going to be food for thought about the for the later conversation. So it's 3.5 minutes. It was actually, this is not an advocacy video. It was made for a party, an event that we were having to talk about women's empowerment and basically mapping out women, where women are using video to create change around the world. So here it is. Basically, we have a methodology that we use, that we train our human rights defenders to use as well, and they include these components. All of this will soon be online. So for those of you in areas where there is access to the internet, there will be a lot of tools coming up online. We got a grant from Hegos Foundation to do all this. There's also a book called Video for Change that's downloadable in 7 different languages if people want to get started using a methodology similar to the one we use, which we can talk more about later. The other thing I wanted to say is Witness has made a commitment as of last Wednesday to start working on violence against women in a networked capacity. Normally we'll work one-on-one with an NGO. So for example, in Zimbabwe, we worked with Research Advocacy Unit. Now we're hoping to work with networks of women in order to scale up our impact. And so if you've got questions about the methodology that we use, if you've got questions about the specific campaigns afterwards, I'll be happy to take them. And I hope this just gives you some ideas about how women all over the world are using video to make it a better place for all of us.
This speech was brought to you by ISIS International. For more audio reports, please tune into the ISIS website at www.isisinternational.org.